said to me, "Why can't I look pretty?" That still bothers me some. What did he mean, "Why can't I be pretty" when he sees me? Is it because my skin is not light? Is it because my hair is coiled, not curly? Is it because my nose is not the right size? For me, it is, because I'm a perfect mix of my beautiful inside-and-out mother and my handsome and generous father. Is it because I'm the perfect shade God gave to me, or is it because you have your own opinion of what beauty is? Hello, everybody. Hello, world. And thank you for tuning into Every Woman on KKFI 90.1 Kansas City Community Radio. We are so glad to have you back with us. We have everybody in the studio today. We have Fiona.
And obviously, since he was talking, we have Anthony.
Of course, on engineering.
And we have very special guests lined up for you all today. We have Jay Smooth, who is an artist who sings here in the Kansas City area. We're so excited to bring her talent to you all. And so there's been a lot of women who've had a lot of influence into the music industry. And what impact do you think that has made on everyone, Anthony?
Well, I believe that having women in music is a very positive impact. I feel like in the 20s and in even in the 50s, there were either not a lot of music that was done by women, especially in the rock in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and now the pop era has singers such as Celine Dion, Rihanna, Beyoncé, and I feel like in the 20s, women were sexualized with their singing in the dancing in the jazz clubs. And I feel like now women are seen as musicians instead of just entertainers, that they're seen as artists instead of something for men's pleasure.
And I think, interestingly, there was some... They've already commented today in one of the earlier shows we streamed about the female domination at the Grammys, and that's actually increasing diversity, because a lot of the time women do really good stuff and then their contribution gets ignored and it's treated as a hobby or something. It's just not important because it was done by a woman, but they're actually recognizing the contribution now.
And I think it's a great form of expression. I mean, I'm not a musician. I'm an artist who, you know, my chosen craft is poetry. So it's a great form of expression to be able to do what I do. And I'm sure any other artist can say the same thing as far as a singer would say. What do you feel like? How does that make you feel, being a singer? We got Jay Smooth in the studio, everybody. Welcome, Jay Smooth.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jay Smooth. Well, I don't know. Being a singer is... I love it. I don't get to do it as much as I would like, but I'm hoping that'll change. It's just, music is universal, and it's just, it makes me feel good to sing to people and to share, you know, my music with everyone, and it just helps to, you know, we need love in this world. What the world needs now is more love, and I love doing the music. Singing, it gathers people together and it just spreads the love.
Yeah, it does. And she is representing her love with her red t-shirt on. Jay Smooth is about the love. That's what's up. So, how long have you been singing?
Well, I've been singing for a long time. But I've always loved to sing, and my family kind of, you know, sang as well, but when I saw, I'm telling my age right now, but this was back in, I believe, 81, and a show called Star Search was on. I don't know if you guys even remember that.
I know Star Search.
But
I'm old enough.
With Ed McMahon, and that was the first time I was like, you know, I would love to be on this show. I never made it on there. I didn't even really try to make
like
it.
Like, who didn't want to be on Star Search?
Right.
I'm old enough probably, but I was on the wrong continent. So.
But that's when I really thought about it. And, you know, I've just been singing. I kind of got to do a few things a few years back. Probably 2013, where I met a lady, my partner and I, and she had a thing in Tonganoxie. She had a studio, and I got to sing a little bit there, had a little choir, and we did some stuff like that, and mm-hmm. I got to put on a show probably in 2014, and that was my very first, you know, time performing really in front of, other than I sang in the choir, you know, growing up and things like that, and but that was my very first time being able to perform in front of people. And
what was it like performing for the first time?
I was nervous. it was great, though. I mean, once I got, you know, started, and I loved it. I love how the people join in. And so I'm going to tell my age. If I'm 56.
Hey.
And, you know, I never thought, I always wanted to, you know, perform in front of people. And I finally got to do it. So, you know, never give up on your dream. So, you know, you can do it no matter how long it takes. You just keep striving to do it. And I love music. I love to share music. Like I said, it's universal. And but performing in front of people, it was great. And to have them join you and see all the faces and everybody smiling and just loving on each other, that's great.
What style of music do you sing other than the choral that you were a part of?
Well, I sing, most of my songs seem to be like songs that guys sing. I don't know why, I just tend to pick that type of music. But I sing R&B and a little other stuff too. I don't know what
I've heard you sing
it,
some blues before. Is Billie Holiday considered blues? I've heard you rock some Billie Holiday. I'm gonna tell you everybody, you can't look at a person and know what they're capable of. And I had known Jay Smooth for quite some time, and I did not know that she had the chops that she had. When she sang a joint for me one day, I was like, whoa, amazing. So you all will get to hear that a little bit later in the show. We're going to tease you a little bit, but that's going to happen.
Okay.
So, do you have a favorite artist? Did someone inspire you when you were first accepting that you had an interest in music?
I don't know. I listen to a lot of different music, and my mom, I grew up listening to a lot of different music, but I'm trying to think. I don't have one specific.
And you don't have to have a favorite.
Artist.
A lot of people will ask me, do I have a favorite this or that, and I don't. I just enjoy a lot of different things. I don't see why I have to pick one. So I'm totally with you on that. I understand that. So, is there a certain genre you like to sing over the other, or you just, I mean, I know you love music and you said it's universal, so that I think I know the answer to that.
There's not, I mean, mm-hmm. I don't think so. I mean,
and I don't,
no, go ahead.
I don't think I need to back up any further what you said about music being universal, because it is. It speaks to you when you're in great joy. It speaks to you if you're depressed.
Yes.
It speaks to you if you're sad, when you're mad. Music not just transcends races, it transcends emotions and can alter a state of being. That is very powerful.
Yes. And you did ask me earlier what inspired me, I guess. I mean, through the years, a lot of things, you know, inspired me, but I also played sports and stuff like that. But doing the music inspired me when my partner and I separated. That's one of the songs I'm going to sing. But when my mom died in 2003, that brought out some things, poetry, which I turned into music. And but I wrote a lot of songs after me and my partner separated, that, as you were saying, you know, music, you can express a lot of different things through music, through art, period.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're going through situations, those are times that it comes out, even when you're happy, of course. So those are some of the reasons why I chose to. I have quite a few songs written. I just need to get them out there.
And that's why you're here today. You're sharing your talent with the world here on KKFI 90.1 FM,
Kansas City Community Radio.
Yes, thank you so much for being here with us. So who would you want to collaborate with, an artist who is still among us and the living, or who's already passed on to a new dimension?
I would love to sing with Lionel Richie.
Mm.
Maybe Patti LaBelle. She's I would love to have sang with Aretha.
Yeah, the Queen of Soul.
Yes. Erykah Badu.
Really?
Yeah.
But she hasn't passed on, though, right?
No, she hasn't.
Okay, good.
No, see how eclectic? You see, that's why you can't say you have a favorite this or that, because Erykah Badu is a completely different genre than Patti LaBelle or Lionel Richie. So, see, folks? You don't have to just choose one thing. You can enjoy it all.
I would love to sing with Charlie Wilson. They were just here not too long ago.
Mm-hmm. He was in the... Was the original in the Gap Band?
Yes, he was in the Gap Band.
Yeah. Nice. Awesome. So, what will you be doing for us today? What will we... Will we hear a mix of things from you today?
Yes, probably a mix of things. I'll be doing Good Morning, Heartache by Billie Holiday.
I don't want to tell them no more. Let's just keep it a secret. I don't want to tell them anymore. So I just want to touch on how you said that you are 56 years old, and we're going to make some noise in the studio on that. Come on.
Thank you.
Yes, 56. That's beautiful. And she's still doing her thing, still pursuing her dreams. So I just wanted to go back and touch on that. Because I just think that's amazing. And you don't look 56. You look fabulous.
Well, thank you.
I appreciate that. Yeah, you're welcome. I don't know if there is a look to 56, you know. But you're looking fabulous. So, folks, we are going to take a station break. And we will be back in a few more moments talking here with Jay Smooth, who will also share some of her music with us. So don't go anywhere. Keep that volume up. We will be back here on KKFI 90.1 FM. Welcome back to Every Woman on KKFI 90.1 FM, Kansas City Community Radio. And for those of you just tuning in, we are back in the studio with Jay Smooth, who is a local artist who is presently residing here in the Kansas City area. As I said, presently, she's going to be expounding. So, Jay Smooth, what you going to bring to us?
I think I'm going to do an original.
Okay, we like original. Oh, so this is your written piece?
Yes, this is my... Is that okay?
Of course.
And it will be a cappella. So... And the title is My Heart on My Sleeve. This is my heart on my sleeve. This is my heart on my sleeve. Listen, girl, I got something to tell you. I pour my heart out to you. That's what I'm gonna do. Listen, girl. You mean so much to me. That's why I got my heart on my sleeve. Oh, babe, you are. You've opened my eyes. I didn't see. Oh, girl. Yes, you're the one for me. Now I know that, yes, girl, I got my heart on my sleeve. that's the way it's gonna be. Yeah, yeah. Many times I held back my tongue, didn't know how to express myself, but now I'm learning I gotta be true to you and true to me. I want to be the best I can be for you and others. That's how it goes. Hey, girl, I got my heart on my sleeve now. What to say now? Come to me, baby. My heart's on my sleeve. Yeah, 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 yeah. I love you, girl. This I know, 'cause I think about you every day. I love you, girl. Yes, I do, in every way. I got my heart on my sleeve now. And this is how it's gonna be. Yeah, yeah, my heart is on my sleeve. My heart is on my sleeve. My heart is on my sleeve. My heart is on my sleeve.
Well.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well. Thank you. I felt that. I felt those. I mean, because we all know that you wrote that.
Yes.
I felt that. Who else felt that? Anybody
I felt
else?
That.
I think you that's incredible. That? You wrote that and you sang it so beautifully. I just, I'm...
It's amazing. All
I don't know what to say.
Thank you very much.
You haven't recorded... Have you recorded that and released it?
No, I want to do that.
This is the first time it's been aired on
yes.
the radio?
Yes.
Oh, well.
When did you start writing?
I started writing, I didn't even know I was writing, but when I went through, I think when my mom passed, a lot of stuff came out, and I just started writing, you know, putting it down on paper, and then from there, I was like, I'm going to write, you know, every time, or then when I think of a song, if I have something, I don't have anything to write with, I can be at work or something. Probably not a good idea to say that, but...
No, we all do it. I mean, you can do mindless tasks and be thinking at the same time.
And I'll take my phone and I will record it, you know, if I can't mm-hmm. write it, because it never comes out yeah. the same
yes.
way.
Yes.
Right.
Oh, totally.
So,
I have a really great idea for a book. I'll write it down later, because I'm busy now. Oh, what was that idea?
Right, like? Yes.
Are you classically trained or are you self-taught?
I'm self-taught.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. And when you were singing, it was like you had music playing in your headphones. I mean, you were really in the groove, and I was, like, feeling it, too.
I'm very surprised that you're not classically trained, because it looked like you were just counting the measures. And,
I know, yes.
And perfectly spacing it as if there was a whole band behind you.
I was, like, wondering, is she hearing music that I'm not hearing? I had a really wild night last night, I guess.
Well, I had a life coach that kind of helped me through when me and my partner separated, and that's one of the reasons why I'm doing more now, because I was, you know, like, she's like, you need to get out there, and she kind of knew a few tips, and she sings and dances as well, and you know, she helped me with, well, we kind of had a program called Gifted Remedies, where she went through some things, and helped me with, you know, the music and things mm-hmm. like that. So that's probably why you saw me move.
So you also dance?
She dances. No, I do when I'm singing, you know, I will, yeah. But I'm not a dancer.
But you enjoy music, like.
Yes.
So I want to talk about that song again. Was that after the breakup?
Yes.
That you wrote that song?
Yes.
And has your ex-partner, has she heard that song?
I believe so. I wrote a couple of more because when I did have my show, it was at the Arts, what is it called? Down the
Arts Bar?
Yes, the mm-hmm. Arts Bar. It was down there. And I invited her because we're still friends and everything. And yes, she heard. I was really nervous to sing it mm-hmm. at
How
that time.
How many shows have you had?
That one and maybe one more. Just two.
Oh, wow.
I need to get out more.
But you've performed more than two times, though.
Yes.
Well, that was two shows, but you've had many performances.
Yes.
Because I know that you performed at a wedding last September last year.
Yes.
So, yes, and had the mic all night long. Okay, so that is awesome. And so what future ideas or goals do you want to accomplish within the next year or so?
One of my goals, I would love to, as I was asked a few minutes ago, record this song, well, a lot of my music, and I would love to have a CD, or now they have the digital music. I really don't know how to do that yet, but I want to learn, you know, how to get that set up. But yes, I would love to have an album by the end of the year. And I did do some, I love singing. It just brings out the me.
You have a very beautiful voice.
Thank you. My life coach and I went, this was the year before last, and I wanted to do caroling. And you know, I didn't know any place to go, but there was a friend of mine that passed, and she was at a palliative care cancer center, and that was one of the places we went, and we sang caroling. It was just her and I, and we went to another place as well, but it just, you can see how it warms people's hearts, and, you know, a lot of people there were sick, of course, and elderly, but they all just loved it. You know, they were paying attention, and I don't know, it gives you a great feeling inside to know that you're there to comfort whoever may hear it, you know, whatever they might be going through. You want to, you know, hopefully that can just ease their minds and just spread love and let them know that they're loved. So I love to do it.
And we can tell that because we've heard you say several times. I mean, I've heard you, and I know everyone else in the studio has heard you say several times that you love it. And so I'm feeling that it's kind of I'm feeling that it is a healing tool for yourself and those that you are sharing with, that you're performing
yes.
with.
Yes, it is. It is. Music is a therapy.
It is, very much so. And I think that's great when we can find our purpose and what we solely enjoy and are able to enjoy it ourselves and make a positive impact on the lives of others as well.
Yes.
I don't think there's anything greater than that. When you get to do,
yes.
express yourself by doing what you love and you get to impact others in the world greatly,
yes.
no matter if it's 1 to 100, that's a really good feeling.
It is.
Kudos to you, Jay Smooth.
Thank you.
Here at KKFI 90.1 FM, Kansas City Community Radio.
Does singing give you confidence?
It does. It does. I always thought I had confidence, but you know, sometimes you look back and because I was really nervous, you know, before I performed those first couple of times, and you know, sometimes you say, you know, you feel like you know, what happened? Where's my confidence? Well, you know, where did it go? But yes, it does. It gives me a lot of confidence, and it relaxes me, and yes, it does.
Does all your nervousness disappear when you begin to sing?
It did, but it's back right now.
We're not that scary. We promise not to eat you, or we can tear your head off.
No, as long as you don't think of all the, you know, hundreds of thousands of people listening to you right now, judging you silently, then it won't be a big deal.
Okay, please forgive my wife. She's evil.
So I know we're going to hear a couple of more music pieces for you. Are we ready for that, or we just take our time and see what we want to hear from Jay Smooth, because I know she's got something very nice lined up for us. So for those who are wanting to try different types of music, because sometimes you can start out with one way and think that's the only way you can do it, as far as, we'll say, singing a specific genre, what will you say to those to try something new in music? Say, you know, R&B, and then trying to do some rock or some song.
I say you should try it. I mean, that's a very good question, because I struggle with, you know, no, I'm going to just do this song, or, you know, I do this when I know this song, I'm going to do it. But you want to challenge yourself, and you want to try it, you know, and see how you do on it. I think it's good to try a lot of different songs, country, rock, R&B, what are some other type of songs? I mean,
classical, metal, opera.
Yeah, I think you should, and you can...
Death metal.
Dark wave.
You can learn...
Electronica.
You can learn what your voice can do as well. So, yes, I think you should try different songs.
Awesome. And then I think for me, because I'm an artist, I think there's also an acceptance. You know, once you try those different genres, you're going to find out what works for you oh so well, and then what works for you not so well. And then you have to come into the acceptance factor of what, you know, you should stick with and what you should eliminate.
Yes, that's true.
Okay, cool. So, anybody else got anything?
I want to know what the next song we're going to hear is.
I don't know. Greatness can't be rushed. Greatness cannot be rushed.
And we will sit here in silence and meditate on what the next song might be.
I think I'll do Good Morning, Heartache.
Oh. Wait a minute. Who's that? Who's the artist on?
Billie Holiday. Okay. But when I first heard it, the... it'll be a cappella. Sorry. But when I first heard it was from the show... that's one of my favorite movies. I can't think of it. Diana Ross was in it with Billy Dee Williams. Lady Sings the Blues. Lady Sings the Blues.
Yes.
That's when I first, my mom probably played it too, but that's when it really, you know, that's a great movie. But that's when I really noticed it. So.
Let's get it. The mic is you.
Good morning, heartache. You old gloomy sigh. Good morning, heartache. Thought we said goodbye last night. I tossed and turned until it seemed you had gone. But here you are with the dawn. Wish I'd forget you, but you're here to stay. It seems I met you when your love went away. Now every day I start by saying to you, good morning, heartache, what's new? Stop haunting me now. I can't shake you no how. Just leave me alone, 'cause I've got those Monday blues, straight through Sunday blues. Good morning, heartache, here we go again. Good morning, heartache, you're the one who knew me when. Might as well get used to you hanging around. Good morning, heartache, sit down.
Thank you.
Beautiful, guys. Beautiful.
I'm impressed you put about three syllables into down. It was the way that you modulated your voice. It was really wonderful.
Thank you very much. Why am I shaking inside? Have you guys ever had that feeling?
Yes. Yeah.
It's adrenaline. And it sucks because it tightens your voice up. It's exactly the opposite of what you want to happen.
Yes.
Beautiful. So how do you feel after performing that piece right there?
I feel good. I do. Thank you guys. I feel good.
Thank you for sharing that.
Billie Holiday is such a, really tragic figure in history.
Yes.
She had so much. She should have been hailed as the queen of blues, and
yes.
She ended up dying broke and forgotten in a hospital, and everyone just kind of abandoned her. They made their money off of her music. They used her. They abused her as a woman of color in the blues and jazz, and then at the end, they just kind of forgot about her.
Yes. Yes, they did. She was a great singer. She had a lot of good songs that I, heard from the movie, and I kind of start listening to them. But she was great.
Now they end up playing her as elevator music at like Williams Sonoma and stuff.
Which Williams Sonoma did you go to with an elevator? Sorry, off topic.
I have got a question about that. There's been a lot of artists from our past who were great and ended up on drugs, and after their high fame, ended up low, and I don't mean low in a derogatory way, because you are somebody whether you're famous or not.
Yes.
But removed from the fame, I'll say, and on drugs. Do you have any insight on what happened, like how that happened?
Well, I think that when you do get famous, sometimes you don't know how to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're having to rehearse and be up late hours and things like that, maybe you can't cope with it, and you turn to something that helps you cope with it, although you shouldn't, but that's what we do sometimes.
Do you want to be famous?
I want to be famous as famous means. I would love to, as long as I can get people together and spread the love. Whether it's Jay Smooth, whether my name gets out there or not, I just want people to hear my music, and maybe it touched them in a way that can heal them, that can help them. And, I thought about being famous, but I don't even really know what, famous means sometimes.
True.
It can be, you can be famous. I feel famous right now being on this show. I feel very famous right now, and I really appreciate this.
Well, you get a whole hour, so that's four times longer than Andy Warhol was giving people.
It's Fame is kind of like a moving target in a way, or it's almost like Red mm-hmm. Queen syndrome. You have to keep running faster and faster just yes. to stay in the same place. And I think people yes. get to a point where they get so burned out,
yes.
and then you lose that sense of fame. And
you lose why you even started that in the first mm-hmm. place.
There's also another yeah. aspect of fame where you yourself and your art are being made into a product, and people get to see that image that you are selling, and they believe they know you because they can connect to your music.
Yes.
But they don't know you as a person. And to walk around the world having so many people love you and your music and connect to that is a lovely thing, but it also distances people sometimes and makes them feel as if no one actually knows them or cares about them for who they are, because no one actually knows underneath the surface of the product.
Yes.
And you're not yes, allowed to change true. Either, because if they've picked one image and one moment and one type of music, if you mature and your music style matures and the topics that you write about mature, people are like, no, that's not you. You can't do that. You've got to do this because yes. that sells.
But also, if you don't change in the right way, they'll get bored.
Yes.
You get, unless you're Madonna, you can change every 2 years and people are just used to it.
Yes, I mean, isn't she English now?
She was English, now she's not. I think she's Venezuelan, I'm not sure.
Or Canadian. Or Australian. Or Netherlandian.
So, this, I really look forward to the idea of you putting together an album and getting your songs out there. I mean, I think that would be a really huge thing, and you clearly have the talent and the voice. So
thank you very much.
I hope that you really work hard on that so that we can all pay you for your music. Now, I'm not encouraging anyone out there to do that, because we're a non-profit and we're right. not supposed to do that. This is my personal opinion. But please don't yank me off the air.
Okay. I'll, let's see, you. I left my shepherd's crook in the car, so... I do have some friends that are in local bands, and they've used Kickstarter to fund things for getting CDs recorded.
Okay. And yeah. Bandcamp, you know, is a good forum, too. You have a lot of power as an artist nowadays, because you can release your music directly with very little cut being taken out by anyone else.
Do you want to be a DIY artist, or do you want to be signed to a label?
You said a DIY?
Yeah, do it yourself. Where you raise the money, you hire the people to record you.
You pack the CDs, you do all that.
You pack the CDs, you design the covers, you do all the
stuff. I mean, I would like to do that, but I would definitely need help doing it, because I have no idea how to, you know, get started with it, but I'd rather probably pay somebody.
Well, Google, one of our previous guests, Miss E, she said, make Google your best friend. So Google can practically tell you almost
everything. I know, it can tell almost. You everything.
Almost
everything. Way too much sometimes.
I'm a big friend of Dr. Google and Professor Google and all the other incarnations of Google.
A friend of mine whose music we've played on this show several times, Laura Schaefer, who's a uh-huh. local pianist, has said basically that the hardest part is actually just, you know, getting the proper copyright for your music. I mean, your music is copyrighted yes. as soon as you create it, but there's a second level that you go through to make yes, it so it can be licensed. And yes. she said that's about $50 a song, I think.
So there
is money involved.
That, yes.
So, have you... do you write music to your lyrics and your vocal melodies?
I do not know how to write music, but that's why I record it, so when I'm singing it, so I do need help with, you know, somebody as far as I don't know how to
piano
write music.
Or guitar. Yeah, piano.
I have a keyboard. I had piano lessons when I was really little, me and my sisters, but I never kept doing it, but I do have a keyboard that I'm going to be learning more with that, and... trying to, you know, play while I sing. So, yeah. But yes, I do. I do not know how to write music.
Jay Smooth, I want to commend you on your honesty. while you're here talking with us, you say what you don't know how to do, and you're not ashamed to say that.
That's true.
So I want to commend you on the thing, just how you express that.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, a lot of great artists.
It's a very brave thing to do. I hardly, as a musician, I hardly ever admit what I don't know how to do. I either don't do things because I'm like, I can't do that. I'm like, oh no, they're going to find out that I'm not very good at this or not very good at that, so I just don't. I actually don't jam with people because I am terrified because I can't, I just can't blend with people. My mind works in a music theory way.
The Miss Schaefer I mentioned earlier, who does beautiful piano pieces, it will tell people right out, she said, I can't read or write music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And my father, who is a guitarist who backed bands like Brewer and Shipley and so forth back in the 60s and 70s, he'd never learned how to read music. He just did it all by ear. And a lot of great artists are that way.
Mm-hmm. So, Jay Smooth, I want to ask you, when we were talking about fame, and sometimes fame can dictate your next move or what you'll say or what you'll do. When you are writing your original pieces, are you concerned with what the thoughts of others might be?
I used to be, but now I'm like, this is what came out, you know, while I'm writing. So, you know, if it's what I'm feeling in my heart or if that's what came out, that's what I'm going to sing. Mm-hmm. Or that's, you know, that's what I'm going to put in my song. I mean, people are probably going to say things about everything. So it doesn't bother me. I just write it. And I have well over 300 songs that I recorded on my phone, and I haven't written them all down.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, yeah, like, what you waiting on?
I know. I'm like, I've got to get...
Yeah, that's at least a double CD.
At the minimum. At the minimum.
Like a double Blu-ray.
That is awesome. So will you be doing another piece for us?
We have some of your karaoke tunes if you wanted to do it to music, or if you want to do it a cappella, you know, it's up to you.
I will do it to music.
Which one?
Now, which one would you guys like to hear? I mean,
I don't know. How about some like some church music or something? No, I'm kidding. Give us something with a beat. Something we can groove to.
Depends on the church. Some churches have music too.
You know, I came from a Pentecostal church. I grew up in Pentecostal. I mean, you're liable to get hit in the head with the shoe at the Pentecostal church, okay? Because we groove. We get down there.
Okay, I'm either never going or I'm taking an umbrella.
Okay, yeah.
You want that one?
How you feel about that
Which one?
That? We get to vote, folks.
Nothing gay. What's going on?
Are we going to go? Is that you? That sound cool, everybody?
Yep.
Okay. Everybody? Yeah. You sure?
I think that's probably an all-time favorite of our listeners, too. Like, who don't know that song?
So I'll try to start.
Good old Marvin Gaye.
Let's see how it sounds.
And it's just...
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Oh, Father, Father, you don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see, oh, what's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. Right on. Come on, y'all. Father, mother, everybody thinks we're wrong. But who are they to judge us? Simply 'cause our hair is long. You know we've got to find a way to bring some understanding here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? I'll tell you what's going on. Ooh. Right on. Right on.
The show's all about that there.
Woo!
Thank you.
How perfect was that song? What's going on? Rendition by Jay Smooth.
Thank you.
You heard it here first. Well, you've done it before. You've heard it here the radio first.
Thinking of hearing you, how would people go about either booking you or finding where you're appearing so they can actually hear you?
I don't have any. I did not bring any cards, but I do have some cards. I can give out my email address and maybe they can contact me there. I don't really have anything going like that. Yes.
Okay, so if you could give out your email address, if you don't mind.
Okay. I will. My email address is Jamie, Jamie. Lemons, Lemons, 54 at gmail.com, and it's all lowercase.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I just want to say that. Thank you. You're welcome. Have we gone all the way around the room on the thank you?
I'm not sure we've been polite to everyone yet. We need to thank Una and Anthony as well.
That's right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Una. Thank you, Anthony, for running this board today so beautifully. And I just want to say that song, that was a great song choice because to me it speaks perfectly to what is going on today.
Yes.
There has been a lot going on in our community, our world in a whole that has just really been bothering me. And it's just like, you know, come on, talk to me. Can we get some understanding?
Yes.
And the way you sang that, I mean, it just really had me in a groove. So, and it just goes back to music is universal. It transcends.
It does.
So music can make change happen. So I think that's how we should look at art. It's art in the making of making things change and making things happen. That's my goal with my art.
Yes. And And just like you said, this song, Marvin Gaye's been gone for a while. This song is an old song, and that's what I would love for my music to just carry on you know, when I'm gone, so it can be there to, you know, comfort, even if you don't know the artist that made it. I mean, you might not know J. Smooth, but it can comfort you and just the music be there.
Okay.
And I like the way you pointed to Angela when you did the bit about they not listen to us because we've got long hair. And it's like, but Angela's female, so it's very common for women to have long hair and to get picked on for the opposite direction.
Yeah, should have pointed at me.
Yes, but Anthony has been previously told that he should cut his hair. But also so many black women
cut your hair, you hippie.
But also so many black women get picked on because their hair isn't white enough or not straight enough or just not enough. Mm-hmm. So yes. Even
or that it's
today,
too white.
Yeah, it goes the opposite way. You can't win.
So now, I used to be able to say my long hair because I used to have dreads that were kind of long.
I can attest to that.
She saw me at work. And but I can't say that. I have to remember I can't point to my hair anymore because I cut it all off.
It's probably easier to fit the headphones on.
Yeah.
So I just want to thank you so much for joining us here on Every Woman at KKFI 90.1 FM, J. Smooth. It has been a true pleasure to talk with you and for you to share your music with our listeners.
Thank you.
Tell everybody,
very much.
What can they look for you next?
You can look for me next to, hopefully I want to do a show, and I'm going to put that out there. I finally got on Facebook probably a few months back. I never was on there because I don't know. But I'm going to probably have a show hopefully coming up in the future, and I will put it out there, and you guys can look forward to hearing me.
And what is your Facebook? You said you haven't got that started yet. What is your email again, please? So they
My email is Jamie, J-A-M-I-E, dot Lemons, L-E-M-O-N-S, 54, at gmail.com.
What final words would you like to leave with our listeners?
Final words, I thank you all for this opportunity. I thank the Lord for giving me the gift that he's given me. And just never give up on your dreams, whatever you want to do in life, and stay positive. Love one another because the world needs this love. And just never give up on your dreams. It's never too late.
You're what? We got more time.
No, we got more time. That's just a 1 minute secret signal.
Yes, which was obviously so secret through you.
Just keep following through. Like I said, I'm 56, so and I never gave up on my dreams, and I'm finally getting to do some music and spread the love around the world. So always know that your dream can be fulfilled.
We want you to stay in touch with us so we can know what you're doing and have you back on later on if you want to sing some more.
I will, and I do want to sing some more.
For our audience.
That would be awesome.
Thank you guys very much.
And we're actually going to finish off with some more powerful music because we have a piece by Shane Diamond, a song called American Pie. Today's the last Saturday we'll be in Black History Month this year and doing our show. So this is by a transgender person of color and about them wanting their slice of the American pie. So thank you, Angela, and thank you, J. Smooth. And Angela, do you want a last word?
Well, I'll just say thank you, everybody, for tuning in to Every Woman, and we want you to come back to us next week, next Saturday, 3 p.m. to 4 p.m.